In this bulletin, Queensland calls on the federal government to cover the costs of COVID-19 tests for travellers. The New South Wales Premier to pressure a Sydney golf club to reconsider its rejection of a memorial site. And Cricket Tasmania launches an attack on Cricket Australia over its handling of the Tim Payne sexting scandal. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has called for a Medicare rebate for COVID-19 PCR tests for all people travelling to the state until Queensland reaches the 90% vaccination target. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt has written to the Queensland government asking them to consider rapid antigen testing or at least cover the costs of PCR tests for people travelling in and out of the state. PCR tests can cost up to $150 at private clinics, and it's unclear if people will be able to get free tests for travel purposes. Ms. Palaszczuk has urged Mr. Hunt to consider a Medicare rebate for PCR tests and to address those issues at National Cabinet.
I'll let Greg Hunt look after his job and I'll do my job. And, you know, now's not the time to fight. Now is the time to actually work together. And I'd like to see this issue resolved at National Cabinet. Greg Hunt can quite easily make it a Medicare rebate. He can do that with the stroke of a pen. But it's only a temporary measure. Let me also stress this. This is a temporary measure up until we get to that 90% double dose. Once we get to 90% double dose, there is no PCR test requirement.
New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet says he'll meet with the board of the Oatlands Golf Club after they refuse to allow a memorial for children killed outside the club. Mr. Perrottet says he's organised meetings with the golf club owners and the Abdallah family.
I think it appears to be completely unreasonable that we cannot have a memorial for those lovely young children who died in that tragic accident. And I would have thought in the great society that we live in, that surely compassion and common sense prevail here.
Speaking to SBS News, parents Layla and Danny Abdallah say they're urging the board to reconsider the decision to honour their children who were killed on a footpath near the golf course.
I didn't understand why. I thought it's common sense. Something bad happened there and we need to do something in memory of the children. I didn't understand, but now I understand when I found out they were trying to get 193 apartments. Look, my message to the members would be to vote no on the apartments that they're trying to approve.
Labor's Penny Wong has blasted the Morrison government for talking up the prospect of Australia joining a war over Taiwan. Speaking at the Australian National University about Labor's foreign policy strategy, Senator Wong says Prime Minister Scott Morrison plays politics on China whenever he's in trouble. She's also accused him of being a consistent liar.
The underlying point, though, is that there is now an overwhelming body of evidence to show that Mr. Morrison's base instinct is always to lie and blame others. He lies about being at the front of the queue, about being in Hawaii during the bushfires, about electric vehicles and about vaccine mandates. He lies about the mistakes he makes, like describing Australia's position on Taiwan as one country, two systems. He lies about others like Anthony Albanese and even the French president. And then he tells new lies to deny his old lies.
The Northern Territory has detected 3 new COVID-19 infections, including a male infant from Robinson River who's been taken to hospital. They also include a man in his 40s and a woman in her 20s from the Binjari Aboriginal community. Chief Minister Michael Gunner says all 3 infections are linked to known cases. He's also indicated the area of Katherine will transition from a lockdown to a lockout sometime between now and early December. In sport, Cricket Tasmania has slammed Cricket Australia, accusing the national governing body of treating Tim Payne appallingly amid the sexting revelations. Payne stood down as Test captain on Friday after it was revealed he sent sexual messages and an inappropriate image to a female Cricket Tasmanian staffer in 2017. Cricket Tasmania chair Andrew Gaggan says Tim Payne has been a beacon for Australian cricket over the past 4 years and instrumental in salvaging the reputation of the national team after the Cape Town ball tampering scandal. He says Cricket Australia should have supported Tim Payne, but has instead treated him as dispensable. Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny and 29. Adelaide, a shower or two developing, 22. Melbourne, humid and possible rain, 23. Hobart, a shower or two, 22. Canberra, similar conditions, 23. Wollongong, much the same, 23. Sydney, scattered showers, 26. Newcastle, similar conditions, 23. Brisbane, rain developing, 27. Cairns, similar conditions, 34. And Darwin, a possible storm, and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.